Seems like money.
Legendary nothing money. Profit big money. Call 13013 now and get free cash now with no cash free. Call now. Call 13013 immediately.
Get rich, rich, rich free money. Call right now.
Call 13013.
You wouldn't listen?
Police headquarters.
Officer! Officer! Arrest this man! Officer! Arrest this man! And be careful! Be careful, he's got a...
Self-genius! Hour of Slack!
Officer!
Officer!
How does Slate contributor Daniel kill you? Daniel can kill you by inducing people in California to damage the brain, the kidneys, and other organs. Contributor Daniel can kill you in other ways too. For example, email problems. Many factors increase your risk of succumbing to the elderly because their circulatory systems go somewhere cooler or get a glass of sweaty tissue to cool their very slow, small, obese brains. And mentally ill obese people can't lie on top of their fatty tissue. And mentally ill elderly children take drugs and die from an overdose on a hot, sweaty internal organ. If you have a question about hot stuff pumping, you're in serious danger.
Friends, we're in the studio tonight, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, and yours very truly, Reverend Ivan Stang.
That's a falsity. You are here in the most false fashion imaginable. You hardly exist. Your pants are like little vague illusions. Your shirt is like a hallucination. Your head's a mirage, so...
Well, at least you didn't stay stuck on my pants. I'm really tired of that.
I've been stuck on your pants plenty of times, and you know it.
I've tried to forget it, friends. And we're...
horrible thing to think of.
We're going back to X-Day in the background of the show here. The music in the background is... in this case, I think it's Reverend Angry Larry of the... he's a roadie for the Amino Acids jamming. We'll also be hearing some...
he's an angry man, isn't he? Angry Larry.
Only on stage. You know, a lot of people have said, Reverend Angry Larry, you just don't seem all that angry, to tell the truth. And he goes, I work it out on stage.
Well, also, the scowl is a little bit from all the weird amputated teeth and gum parts after that most recent experiment.
Well, they're
one of
those bands.
It gives the illusion of a scowl, you know?
They're an action band, the Amino Acids. They like to tear things up, like their faces, their hands, and so forth, and...
highly sexed and strangely appurtenanced.
Some people interpret that as low self-esteem, but I think what it really is low audience esteem.
Yep, that's it. A disdain for those who might look upon them with favor.
And well, speaking of terrible bands, also the Mondo Detardos are show up at some point.
Retardos Mondo Band is on
yeah,
there?
Yeah, the Retardos Mondo Band. Well, the jamming Retardos Mondo Band.
Oh, yes.
Disorganized and usual,
listen.
So
see how disorganized they are?
Oh, that's them?
Pick a key for us to play in?
Yeah, that's it.
No? All right, thank you very much. Good night.
M! Okay, you know what? This is M.
Fresh out of M, man.
M, the key of M.
Three keys.
A, B, C.
EFG.
They wouldn't do Q.
All right, we can do something in EFG, I suppose.
The audience gets to compose the jam.
Francis Scott Key.
Oh.
Okay.
Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
I said no skeleton keys. We don't do any door keys, garage keys.
Dorky is right.
Yes.
They got lots of dorkies.
Yes. It's taking a long time to get to the key of Q.
Yeah, that's it. 9X Day, friends. When you go to a Subgenius concert, it's like the visible show.
It's clockwork stuff. You know, I mean, it's very, very highly professional, wouldn't you say?
Well,
I mean, it is art. You know, a lot of people don't understand what's really so funny about this, you know.
Well, this is just sort of a boogie, isn't it?
I don't know. I just did what I was told at that part because I'd lost control of my bowels and bladder, so I was just they were just leading me around with my embedded tattoo thing that can read all the signals and write them back out.
So you've kept up with the kids and gotten one of those inbred tattoos, because I, you know, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid of the tattoo needle. It's not that I look down on trendy things that date you to a certain year.
Oh,
or
they'll
tie
date you
to a
soon.
Certain.
They'll date you soon, and you know how.
Is that
in
what you do to get a date? You get a tattoo, and then you get dates.
That's how you remove a fig from your eye, senor. This is going to be bad news in the future when people discover you with Subgenius tattoos. Can you imagine the concentration camp or the lack of focus farm you'll be heading for?
I've actually been imagining the lampshades that I could collect.
Well, they're fun to wear on your head, but not on someone else's. Oh,
I've made that point also, you know, but my attitude towards tattoos is someday somebody's going to go, wow, you must have been really cool in the 90s.
No, they're going to look in your brain with those tattoos, and they'll know that you're a member of a criminal religion. The Church of the Subgenius will be declared criminal in probably 2037 or one of those.
Oh, speaking of 2037, we have a tape, friends, from the year of 2136, courtesy of Mr. Sister, the famous Subgenius, also known as IDRMRSR, Mr. Sister. Dr. Mr. Sister.
I thought it was Idiocratic Demon.
You know him. He fixed your computer one time.
Yeah, he fixed it good. No, yeah, yeah, he did. He did
he
fix it well.
He made sweet, sweet love to your
he
computer.
He did make sweet, sweet love
I
to
think
my...
What he
and
did
my
was...
computer remembers that, too, in a very, yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Sister, in the process of doing some time control experiments, which normally we don't expect this to work, reddening eyes should appear, but this... A weird kind of tape that he was able to run through his computer and extract the noise from it. Now, I'm going to try to play this. It purports to be an Xmas letter from the year of 2136.
Isn't there a crosstalk between the years between? I think you said earlier there might be a little bit of crosstalk from, like, you know, 2072.
No, this thing's pretty... No, he got rid of that. That was
this
earlier.
Is a clean one?
This is the cleaned up one, yeah. So we have to be
unnerving.
Quiet. We have to be quiet because it's... there's some details in here. You've got... It's pretty... I'm not looking forward to new Iraq in the year 2136. Anyway, let's see what happens.
Happy holidays from the Johnson family. Hope you had as good a 2136 as we did. Our Xmas will be really joyful because you remember our 3-year-old son Johnny who drowned in the toilet in April? Well, his clone will be hatched and matured right around December 25th, so we'll be celebrating as a complete family once again. My dear husband Bob is just getting over a bad winter cancer. I don't know what it is, maybe the weather around here, but this is the third time he's sprouted a massive tumor in his liver this year. We went down to Walgreens and bought another bottle of NiCure, the nighttime cancer cure. They have a new fresh citrus flavor which tastes really good. Maybe one day they'll improve on it because he's having a really uncomfortable week until it kicks in. Seems in this modern time they should have something that gets rid of the cancer in under a week. This year I splurged on myself and got one of those little sports hearts. I so enjoy the smooth purr as it revs up to 200 beats per minute. When my original heart failed, at first I got one of the standard replacements, but for just a little more, Adidas was having a special sale, so I said, you only live 150 years, why not enjoy life in the fast lane? We all had a 2-week vacation in August, which was really great. We took the Jamaica pills this time, me and Bob and our daughter Arlene. Arlene was so sad that Johnny wasn't developed enough to come along this year. Arlene is studying hard because she wants to become an abortionist and open up a little shop on Main Street one day. That's becoming quite a big business now that we've got Gates AIDS Off added to our drinking water. I remember from history, some of the pioneers around here 200 years ago first started adding fluorides to prevent tooth decay. So this was a really good idea along the same lines. Arlene didn't want to take the other program in junior high, covert explosive detection. Too much emphasis on science and mathematics and all that dull stuff for her. The weather here in Iraq, outside the containment dome, is pretty hot and dusty. When they have the visual shields down for maintenance, we can watch the outsiders set themselves off. Once in a while, one of them will sneak in and blow something up inside here. Our neighbor's clones will be ready soon, and the house next door is just about rebuilt. But we had to endure another 2 weeks in disorder until all the stuff got fixed. Right after Xmas, I hate to bring it up, but as you know, that's tax season. We have great news. We've been assigned 16 more grandchildren. We were given an estimate of their future income, which looks pretty handsome. We just have to commit that to Uncle Wally like all good citizens. The good news is it looks like our grandkids will be able to keep a few percent of their income after they reach 37 years old. I'm sure glad President Walton defeated that other guy, Bechtel, and we're finally to the point where we only have to commit 2 generations' future income to taxes. But enough said. Never discuss religion and politics with friends. Well, I could go on, but Grandma Johnson's fuel cells need refilling, and I have to rush off to the Harvest Center for egg extraction. And pretty soon, the prayer bells will be going off at the Wall Temple. Don't want to be late for mid-afternoon prayer time. It's been a great year around the Johnson household. Merry Xmas and happy 2137. Bob, Melissa, Arlene, and Johnny Johnson, number 2. Your good friends from New Rumsfeld, Iraq.
The president's on the phone, talking to his mom and dad, saying, should I turn on the evidence or be a good old Stonewall man? The president's on TV, having a White House team. He's talking liberty, but you and I ain't free. It's a democratic country where they don't count votes, and business is done in offshore boats, and business is growing. That's no surprise. The president never lost until the soldiers mother died. We'll be right back.
with those? What's wrong with those people? Them peoples?
Well, I think they, after coming back from egg extraction, which can be very, very painful.
What was that, eggs day?
Right on eggs day is when the eggs extraction takes place. And a lot of the younger virgins, the nubiles, don't particularly like, let's just put it that way, in some vague way they may like, but they don't particularly like having their eggs extracted too early, before the yolk's fully developed.
But
the yolks,
yeah,
you know what to do with, if they, you know.
I know who it's on. It's all over your face, Lieutenant.
Yeah, see ya.
That was the Lonesomes and Cowboy. What's the name of that band? Lonesome Cowboy.
Ritardos Mondo Band.
And
featuring Carrot Top and I think Adolf Hitler on vibes.
And Princess Wee on flute.
And Lonesome Swine Boy Harry.
Right.
And was that had Lonesome Swine Boy Larry too?
Yeah, that's right. Lonesome Swine Boy Larry was on some sort of bass type guitar, I think, and was a Senator Speck on drums.
Speck was on drumbles.
Yeah, he was. He drumbled a lot. I could barely understand him. But before that, Mr. Sister provided the tape of Mrs. Johnson and her Xmas email from the future, and the music in the background of that was Mark Mothersbaugh's Christmas album. That was not from the year 2136, but it sounds like it is.
Certainly
from
does.
Joyo Mutato, which I guess that's on. It was on Rhino at one point. I got it as kind of a Christmas card.
It means the happy tot mutant tot baby.
Yeah,
I mean tot.
And it's got pretty pictures by Professor Mothersbaugh. Oh, the devotional is coming up in September. I got to put that on a subsite to a things to do list, and that means I got to put it on my own things to do list and my brain's things to do list on my hand.
Now, will actual Professor Monkeybrow, Dr. Monkeybrow, will he actually make it for this devotional? Because there was a rumor that he was going to come by in 1 year.
I don't think Reverend Mothersbaugh is going to be there, but Jihad Jerry is. Jerry Casale formed a splinter band called Jihad Jerry and the Terrorists or something like that.
Do they wear burnouses and stuff like that and carry briefcases?
They sing very, very sarcastic songs. They did a great video also. That's rock star stuff.
Oh, whoever's playing guitar in this, I can tell he's some sort of genius probably, maybe. Or,
in the background?
Well, before when you could hear it, I could tell he was probably a very intelligent person. Maybe a little down on his luck right now. Need a couple $1,000 if anybody was in, you know. But
it says June 30th, Jam 1 is what this is supposedly.
Well, someone was imitating me then, damn it.
Yeah.
But that's not important.
Because where were you on June 30th? You were at X Day.
Yeah.
Or 9X Day, the X Day drill. When we waited for the saucers to come.
We drilled and drilled.
And they didn't, but because we thought they would, we did things that we would never normally do. Like Dr. Howell, he's diabetic, and he's not supposed to drink or stuff donuts down his craw or his maw, and yet he did. And his dad just watched. It was crazy.
Was his dad was watching over him there? Or he was
as he crammed in his maw the donuts.
And he washed him down with beers and things?
Yeah, against rules, because the world was going to end. It was July 4th. The world ends July 5th.
Well, it's also a time when the rules end anyway, isn't
That's
it?
I mean, what it's all about.
It's
the
a
time
week in, week.
When the rules end and the time rules end.
But there are some kind of guidelines that do emerge. I mean,
now, those are godlines.
Right, right.
In this case, in the case of subgeniuses, they are these power channels underneath the earth that correspond to lightning channels in the sky and highways in the hollow earth.
But they
major highways, not just little farm roads and stuff.
But they can cause explosions of your extremities.
Places like Glastonbury and WCSB Rhodes Tower are built on these god lines.
God lines, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Or screw lines, they screw call lines. Them, is the more, that's the vulgar term
tight,
for ley lines. Or lie lines. Now, that's a whole different kind. Those are the chemtrails in the sky.
I thought those were the chemtrails in the earth left by the
Those are the crop circles.
Oh, okay.
Crop circles are the backside of skywriting advertising on the hollow earth reptilian people.
But they're actually like, they're sending the hollow zig upwards rather than someone carving in the field, or I forget which.
Well, it's they project the hollow earth Nazi hell creatures project their advertising onto
the
their
surface.
Ceiling.
Yeah,
what
their
is
ceiling,
their
right.
Ceiling,
yeah.
Which becomes our crops. That causes the grass overhead to grow funny and
take off in the shape that they're looking at.
Yeah, takes the shape
really,
of the commercial.
The mirror image of what they're looking at,
right,
actually, would be.
So these New Age mystics look at crop circles and go, it's the aliens from up in space, the entities trying to communicate with us, when actually it's the demons in the hollow earth trying to sell each other something.
Yep.
Those symbols don't mean peace on earth. They mean by moxie.
By moxie, yes, indeed.
Hell moxie.
A huge
devil
advertising
moxie.
Campaign. And what we're not used to, I don't think many Americans at least are aware of this, and that's why there's so much mental disease going wrong. They actually broadcast on a subliminal focus line.
You can hear them. Listen to them. They're nuts.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people that don't actually, a lot of people, they party on the weekend or whatever and stuff, and then they go to work and during the weekdays. But these people, what people?
People, yeah,
they,
people, sure.
They
but this,
won't
they,
give up.
That.
Ever. It's minute to minute.
That was disgusted with them. That hates them. I was driving
that
around
with a capital
Dallas.
T or a capitalist T?
Capital T. Driving around with that in Dallas, in the rich neighborhoods in Dallas. We were driving around just for the express purpose of hating rich people. But I, being the honest person that I am, said, but Dr. G. Gordon Gordon, if you were rich would, and you lived in one of these houses, I'd still hate them. I'd hate them with all my heart and soul. If the pinks... Well, it was brought a tear to my eye and ripped the car seats.
And some other fluids to your body, too. I remember
when
he talked about taking the old beat-up truck around with the sofa and back, and then allowing the sofa to fall off with him on it, and then him to slowly, to the point of drinking himself to death, extrude the vodka from the bottle and then set the couch on fire as, what was the name of the Art Brigade? That was the Austin Art Brigade, right?
They took it to Burning Man. That was Bob's idea. Bob taught him all that stuff. They were a bad influence on each other, Bob and that.
Well, anything under Bob is sub-genius, you know? I mean, there's not much more you can say about genius.
Actually, anything under Bob would probably die because its nervous system wouldn't function at all. It would forget to breathe. A sub-genius doesn't have anything to do with intelligence. That should be fairly obvious.
Well,
sense, common sense of humor, dollars and cents, as we've said 18 million times before. Well, maybe not.
That's the cerebral stationary plane, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are correspondences everywhere, my friends. As above, so sideways. And that is why the chemtrails above correspond to the crop circles below and to the superhighways of the supersonic Nazi hell creatures deep, 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 deep below beneath the hollow earth discovered by Richard Shaver.
Who's Richard Shaver? I'm sorry.
He was the guy who discovered... That's the real name of the fellow who discovered the hollow earth.
Oh, the guy, Lil Shaver, they called him? No.
He's the uncle of DJ Shaver, who will be featured on probably next week's Hour of Slack. He's a popular sub-genius. Actually, he's not so much a DJ as an actual performer.
Like
he sings louder than the people are singing on the records he plays.
Oh, but that's his job? That's his profession? Is he a loud singer?
No, he only gets to do that at X Day. The rest of the time, he has to play corny music at weddings.
Oh, he's a wedding DJ. Yeah,
that's what DJ usually means.
And he discovered these correspondences. Why in such a strange, out of focus place would you discover anything?
Well, I forget where Richard Shaver was. I guess, you go down deep enough, either in a cave or in your own mind, and you will meet the supersonic Nazi hell creatures, either from the hollow earth or the hollow head, baby.
But then, I know you know what I'm talking about, listener. Little miss, I know you're listening to me, honey.
She's been suffering a long time, too. They got the grooves going on the top of her forehead now. You know, once about the time when her skull flap is removed and they take the actual implant out, the Church of the Subgenius will be outlawed. Those little numbers, those little transcoder numbers that are inscribed into your skull flap and stuff, they'll be able to read those
but that won't
and
stop
say,
us.
You're going to jail for thinking of Bob.
But you see, when the implant comes out, the Church of the Subgenius fills in the blank hole. Sure, you may be in prison, you may be in Camp X-Ray, or you may be on that drug called Camp X-Ray, thinking you're in Camp X-Ray. Doesn't make any, it's cheaper for them to just give you the pill. Friends, you don't know. You think you know. But I know one thing. You don't know. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know that. And he said that Bob said to tell you it's going to be a bummer, man.
I don't want my skull flap removed. I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, they all say that. Sure, you know, initially. But before the hour's out, they've all signed the contract. Every last one of them.
That's right. What's your no? You have to put your
sure. There's
name,
always some joker
name.
Going. Don't do it, man. Bob's just part of the conspiracy. You're being sucked in. It's a cult. It's worse than a cult. It's an anti-cult cult as a front, but it's really a cult disguised as an anti-cult cult.
Care for some coffee? No, just to relax in the lounge until your turn comes by.
You've been trapped in a con infectionary your whole life, just soaking up the con infections. But yet you think it's so sweet and sugary, those sugary lies dripping down the inside of your ears, down into your skull pan. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you throw the tickling treacle. You think, oh, that's just so... So, it's like candy inside my brain.
Like
sure,
brain
you'll
treat.
Suck
ooh,
on that conspiracy teat forever. And they called me a kook.
It's a cold tea.
My God!
No wonder you look the way you look and smile the way you smile. You've been shoving a convex teat in your eye. You should be serving the Church of the Subgenius.
I thought those were my glasses.
The Subgenius in your eyes.
I'm the man who thought his false teeth was his glasses. Praise Bob.
I thought they were my transmitter and my personal salivation.
Well, I'm starting to dry out and I'm losing my salivation. So let's go back, friends.
Time control indeed.
Actually, we're not going back that far. Just last week's Alt Binary Slack, I think. And the very first minute here is by Norell Pref of NorellPref.com. But then...
That name reminds me of an excreted inflation.
We go to Lee Murray. Now what?
Pref is a word for an excreted inflation in foreign countries.
It is?
Albeit
like a boobo?
Strangely evolved of maybe distant planets, foreign countries. But
a pref
yes.
like... Like, honey, would you put some of that alcohol on my pref?
Well, there's pirtu and prats and poof, and there's piff and pan, there's pref.
Really?
See, it's yeah.
Is
well,
that some Italian thing that you know?
I think it might be Norwegian or oblate. Perhaps one of the simian classes that we can't communicate with yet. But I know it's real.
On it.
I know it's real.
Yeah, they all say that.
I know feel it's real.
Okay,
wow.
Here goes.
That is seriously impressive. Wow.
I never left home. I never left home. Starring Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Copy. I never left home. Copy. All the profits from I Never Left Home have been contributed by Bob. It's not hard to understand why, if you know Bob, or if you read the preface to his book, in which Bob says, dying is sometimes easier than living. And now, Bob brings us a more amusing highlight with Bob, I Never Left Home, starring Bob.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob.
But to be serious for a moment, I want to congratulate you on a fine book. You've done a grand job.
What's the matter, you crazy or something?
Gee, Bob, aren't you thrilled? You know, Bob, my arm is still sore. Well?
Well?
Get nasty, sir.
I'm apt to get very nasty.
Say, I wonder what it's like to walk around in a total blackout. I never left home.
Bob, you've always wanted to go on a mission. Why don't you go on this one?
Do you want to send Bob to fight the Germans?
No kidding, Bob. If you know anything about radio, I'd be glad to let you take my place.
Pretty rugged, Bob. But we're doing all right.
Now, here's a special program note. It's Farts for Dough Show. Yep, set your sights for A1 Entertainment with Farts for Dough coming up next on this...
Subgenius Hour of
Swart. Farts for Dough.
It is now 28 minutes before the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Time to respond to your letters. UFOs, kidnappings, and psychologists...
Her name was Laura.
What's her name? Maybe I know her.
Ask and ye shall beep. These words end with a leg. Ready, go, go. G, go.
He slapped me, made me take the rattle back.
Her husband's sex become more bizarre.
When he started selling those sex toys. You know, for a long time, it was really great. Nice.
Did your husband's become more bizarre?
Yeah. He would wear the top half of a cheerleader. He called it erotic art. Yeah, I sure did. Come on.
What happened then?
Strip poker. Porch swing. He's a sex, Your Honor. A maniac.
Get it now with no credit hassles.
You and Alex finished each other off in the bedroom.
Then no long-term obligations. Sunday.
That's right.
From PR News in Washington, I'm missing and killed a fifth earlier this month. 10 inches of Iraqi civilians dropped on Houston today. A group linked to al-Qaeda in Iraq says it is kidding. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the same group says the U.S. military says the White House says PR News isn't over yet. On Wall Street, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Supreme Court has refused to say this is PR. The justices say plans pension pilots' public pension plans, PR's ports.
Pensions pay pilots profitable pension pensions push pilots. Pension plan pension pilots pension plans, PR's.
For the first time in more than 20 years, whales have won a vote calling for resumption of PR News in Washington.
Ladies, I'd like to tell you about golden kitchen fats. Ladies, listen. Be sure you do your kissing with a smooth, smooth kisser. Shave with used kitchen fat. Spread this rich, fluffy fat over your skin, then get going with your razor. No drying out or quitting halfway with used fat.
Cause no aftertaste, no aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste. Fat. With no unpleasant aftertaste. That's right. Fat. Right now. Yes, fat. Right now. Do it.
Used. Fat. Get it tomorrow.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
She's not a girl.
Now, next. Do you like tasty paste? Well, you can make a rich, delicious paste in the bottom of a big glass. Tasty paste is mighty gross, too, because it's filled with all the food values in paste. Get a jar of nourishing paste from your grocer and enjoy tasty paste right in your own kitchen. The Con. The vicious dog King ran ahead of the sled, cutting tracks in the snow.
I'm King on you huskies! Oh, King, oh, you huskies!
Hey there, Sergeant!
Oh, King, oh, you huskies!
And justice ruled triumphant. Let's go on.
Make a bend the spig, got you singing.
Buddy, you're a young man in the sun, oh God bless. Buddy, you're an old man with your some got some bass. Sing it.
We're calling him, calling him. We're calling him, calling him. We're calling him, calling him, calling him.
Bah!
Oh, beat me to a pulpit, I'm praying for some pain. I ain't got religion, I got a damaged brain. If I had a dollar for every licking that I took, I'd buy the Pope and Vatican and buy the dirty book.
Oh, beat me to a pulpit,
I'm praying for some pain. Beat me to a pulpit, I'm praying for some pain.
Beat me to a pulpit,
I'm praying for some pain. Beat me to a pulpit.
What?
I think it's a jam.
I think it's a jam, and there's a Dave and a Princess Wee and a Reverend Angry Larry and a Reverend Phil. I think Reverend Phil was on drums by that point. This is a groovy jam, man. All that stuff we just heard was... Well, we heard the Beat Me to a Pulpit by the Loaming... What was that bull girl... Popular bull girl Davina.
Loathsome cowpie Davina. Popular bull girl?
Yeah, popular bull girl Davina and the Stardos or something like that.
I love her name. I love her hairy armpits too. She's been braided by a tired champion. Her armpits were braided by a tired chimpanzee, I thought at least I would say.
Those chimpanzees go through hell for us.
Think of it. Think of all simians do for us, and we can't reverse to our Yeti nature. No matter how hard we try, how long we try and meditate, or whatever we try to do, we can engineer our social consciousness. We can refabric our genetic engineering badges. We can do practically everything, but we can't get back to the original source from which we flood, from which we come.
It's criminal the way humans treat us.
It's more than criminal. It's very sad, at least in my own personal case, being experimented on so much.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did they strap you into the centrifuge and see how you'd undergo G stresses and everything?
No, these lacerations covering my body are from bowling night. No, of course they did, and of course it was awful. Look at the rest of the stuff they've done.
Look at
my hands.
Hey,
it looks
look.
Like a claw now.
Yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like a bird, like a, you know, sci-fi looking bird claw thing, man.
That was where my ankles are all messed up where they put the needles to test to keep track of my blood pressure and everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then they had the spot. Did you get the shocks in your feet?
The weird bag?
The no, the shocks. Like whenever you push the wrong switches, you get the shocks.
Oh, of course.
And if you push the right switches, you got the pill.
I didn't push any right switches.
The banana-flavored candy was what it was. It wasn't really a pill.
No banana-flavored candy for me.
But it felt like a pill because they'd quit giving you the shocks if you pushed the right switch.
But if you were totally uncooperative, they applied the shock machine to different parts, more tender parts of your body. And then they'd start moving it into different parts of your nervous system to make you feel funny things, not just pain.
Man, I hated elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe the stuff those teachers would do. Yeah. I can't believe the way humans treat us.
And speaking of like us being dominant, well, I don't think you were speaking of it, or maybe nobody really was, but our domination by these so-called lizard people, do they really exist? I don't think so. I think it's just something wrong in human nature. I think they're just people that just shouldn't continue breathing. I'm sorry.
Dave, I don't blame you for being upset. I think we're all upset.
There will be a time, won't
everyone,
there, Doug?
In this country with our within our range of IQ.
Where's that?
Is our from the nipples to the lap. Shall
from the nipples
say.
To the lap area.
Those with that, their IQs focused there.
I.e.,
we're all disturbed. We're
oatmeal.
All uncomfortable with what has happened.
But there's little we can do, is there?
There's nothing we can do. They will just continue, and we can but watch and hope they don't drag us too far along with them.
Butt watching is fine with me. I can do that for many years, probably, even when I'm enfeebled.
I'd so much rather watch bugs than watch Elmer's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather sit in the dirt and watch insects than have to sit in the mall and watch the others shop.
Well, if you can
sit in the mall... It's not that I'm jealous of the others. It is that I just don't... It's like being a vampire in church.
But if you can sit in the mall and watch those people in the mall as if you were watching bugs in a vampire church, then... then... I don't know. What happens then? Probably the same thing. Now, do you think these people were probably harmed early in childhood? Like maybe their minds were rewired? Maybe
on the boxes they come in, it says they were not harmed in production. But you know and I know from having been there that it hurts a lot.
Yeah, it's a different marketing group entirely. Yeah.
We all carry maps made of scars. Scars that they form little maps all over our body, but there are maps to nowhere. They are maps to pain. There's no... Where's the map to slack? Where is the slack?
If only we had such a thing.
Slack.
Perhaps somewhere on a mammoth cow skin, or in parchment somewhere.
Give me shelter, Bob.
In hieroglyphs. Where's the road map to slack?
Well, you provide that, sir, don't you, Dr. Reverend Eileman Stannard? Stang of the...
No, as a matter of fact, we don't provide a roadmap to slack. You have to find slack yourself. We could direct you to a type of false slack that we might find to be real slack, but for you it would be false slack because it was our slack. You could imitate us, but that wouldn't give you slack. In fact, it would cause people to mock you and drive you out of your village.
Hence cause anti-slack and great suffering for you.
We witches have had a rough row to hoe. You know what I mean? Being the witches of Ohio, having to...
The witch knots.
With the broomstick thing is not that comfortable, okay? It doesn't feel good up in there. Oh, yeah, you can fly, but so to speak. But it's all in your head, essentially. It's headology.
Of course, it's headology. Try growing a spare head out of your hip socket with one of those little pointy hats and a pointy nose.
Oh, sure, it's difficult now, but wait until the year 2136, Dave.
Well,
you'll have to. That's the only place you'll be. They'll have be able to grow the cultures from to regrow you after they cut you up and use you for other little Daves and Davettes and Davinas.
But we need more eggs. We are running out of eggs.
The idea that you can be cloned from a drop of blood or some hair or a bone is that's superstitious nonsense. However, they need big chunks, but they can make, for instance, 10 clones of you by cutting you into 10 pieces. And each of those pieces, after the injections, of course. Then there's the guys who, cut you up and then give the injection to the pieces. Great. So you end up with 10 hands, 10 Lonesome Cowboy Dave forearms, 10 Cowboy Dave left legs. If you don't give the Dave the injection first, the clones are all going to be just that part. And that's what your life is like. If you don't have Bob in your life, how can you be just an eye? You can't hear anything. How can you be just a nose? You can't see anything. But that's what it's like if you don't have Bob in your life. You're just a part, a one sense without the other senses.
That's an unlimited number of cells from one bell sank. I mean, one cell bank. A one cell creature.
Yes.
Is infinitely capable of reproducing itself without having the assistance from any so-called partner, which may not be a literal partner in any sense.
Asexual reproduction. That's where the Dave brains come from. There's only one cell.
That's all we need.
But it has to be exactly the right cell, though. And once you get it right, after the application of the shocks and
some
the feet
adjustments
and so forth. Yeah, some attachments. When you get it just right, that's when you prime it to reproduce. You induce mitose spasm, or what's the term? Sitor spasm.
It's a mitoparoxysm. Yeah, spasm.
Actually, it's just mitosis. That's all it is.
Yeah, actual
sitor spasm is part of the preparation procedure,
which can be very, very difficult.
Yes,
for
but
most,
once the brain has split, there's not enough room for it in the admittedly limited skull.
And it'll infinitely split itself.
So you have to move it into a new skull. But does it have to be a Dave skull?
Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
What you better start worrying about, brother and sister. Even, yes, you sisters and you she-males and trannies and such like experimental new races. If a Dave brain could be fit into your skull, and if yours was removed and replaced with a Dave brain, would you know the difference?
Hello?
You'd just think you were still Dave,
are you
right?
Still there?
You'd be getting in bed with your beautiful wife, but it wouldn't be you that was making love to her. It would be Dave, or one of the Dave brains. Do you really like that idea? Are you... What? How can you sit like that and revel in the promise of the years to come when you know that's what's going to happen?
We're so full of pus and nail polish that you think that this is the future for all of us. It's beyond your own personal feelings and your own glimmerings of individuality. Think of the future races, the people, our grandchildren.
Our grandchildren!
Our great, whatever deeds they come to, these
the
people.
Babies!
We must always think of our future functionaries. And that means the products of our lions. Loins. The products of our loins.
The lemmings. What? This background music seems to be a repeat of what we had earlier. There we go. It's like, it's as if this particular CD... has
a brain
lost.
Of its own.
Yeah. Well, it's better off than some of us.
Well, upkeep of a monocellular brain isn't so bad. You got to think of it a lot of different ways. You got to think of components. You got to think of what you've got to buy every year just to keep things up.
And how do you do that when you've got a bad brain? That's the catch 23 of it, Robert Anton Wilson would say.
If you've got a monocellular brain, you just go in and you get a brand new one since they're reproducing
constantly. Brand new. Get you a brand new brain here at Dog's Brain Amphetamine Factory.
Get right inside the ephedrine zeal from your own spleen. Drink up and have a happy day.
The great Poobah.
They shot all those people. Did you know that? All those people were lined up, and some of them refused to stay in line. And so they just went around and started slapping them with anything they could find. And then they were all shot. That's the new world we're looking forward to. A world of poison, dangerous erections, people with...
That was a great band.
Dangerous erections?
Yeah.
They couldn't shoot straight either. I mean, it's worse than the fascist overtake of our, transmitter or the actual transmission of the car?
That was another good band, Transmission. They played at Starwood and stayed in the trailer, in the same trailer with us.
They're not shy, though. They're just, they're invisible, aren't they?
They play, no. They're quite visible, and they play didge and strange implements. Not like Reverend Angry Larry Heard in the background. Now, I got kind of lost there, but I just remembered some news. I'm a professor now, Dave.
Oh, you're an actual professor now?
Yes, I'm a professor, because I'm going to be teaching a course, an online university course, at the online place known as Maybe Logic Academy. .org or com.
Maybe Logic?
Yeah, Maybe Logic. It's Maybe Logic is the thought processes that Pope Bob or Robert Anton Wilson invented. And and these guys did a film about Pope Bob called Maybe Logic, which is really good. And I guess you could find out the bits and pieces of it at maybelogic.com. But if you poke around on there, they actually have online courses taught by people like Robert Anton Wilson and Are You Serious Now? Are You? And Douglas Rushkoff, I believe, and J. David Brown, and various other psychedelic hippie types. And guess they wanted me to teach them a course. and it's called How to Run Your Own Cult, Do's and Don'ts, Or the history of the Church of the Subgenius, the first 100 years.
Oh, that is just great. To be a member of the faculty and be able to your own shoes and stand up straight and tall when they smear spit all over your face, and to take your degree and shove it up their swollen sphincters and say, I'm a member of this faculty, Danny.
I get to write the history. I get to make people into unpersons. I get to be the Stalin. And actually, I've been stalling for too long, friends. I've got some Carl Stalin's music, but we were going to put on a comedy bit.
Now, did this have where the man was praising God and swore not a hair of his head would be touched and the lion ate his sphincter?
I don't know. I didn't take that out of the printer. It's just before Dave and I left the Slacker Mansion, we saw that there was news from Russia of a man who jumped into a lion's cage praying to Bob, and the lion reached up and severed his carotid artery with one claw as he prayed to God or Bob or whoever. And
he claimed Slack would save him, and Bob was actually looking down, watching in amusement, I guess.
Well, as I was saying, that online course is in November, and it's the important thing is we've got this comedic material by Scooter, who is, even though he's not a subgenius, this is really good. He sent it to us every day for 8 years, and I finally noticed it the other day. I'll just run it rather than us running our mouths here.
Shadow on the Sundial says, once again, it's time to turn back the hands of time. Gather up all that stuff you don't understand. Pack it up with the dance music and the new math. Take it to one of your Catholic neighbors, and he can give it back to the devil when he sees him on Sunday. Get down on your knees, Wilbur, and let the Holy Spirit of the mixed metaphor emblazon your eternal soul. In Jesus' name. With your host,
Bill Denard, the creation science guy.
Hi, kids. I'm Bill Denard, the creation science guy, with more from the pages of today's modern creation science. Reports on God's current agenda, with periodic updates on Christian scientific revelation. Here at the Learning to Live channel, we have a personal relationship with science in a sacred electronic environment. Amen. Tonight, the Reverend Isaac Hummer from Backwash, Texas, will be returning to talk to us about the most plentiful substance on Earth. Now, from the Research Institute of Theological Physics, Dr. Hummer.
You know that 2/3 of the earth is water, and still yet, much of the earth is water. And you pour the water out, and just as soon as you pour it out, the earth takes it, sucks it in, and it's never satisfied. It never says it's enough. You start the water in this building, and if you left it alone, it would not until every single thing in this, and it would then begin to do its best to leap over into another building and begin to, it would, do you understand what I'm saying to you? And it would pour out, and just, do you see desire? Do you see how it's, and it would pour, and it's parched and dry, and it wants more, and it says the, and it wants more and more, and it's talking about us. That's the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to, we're not satisfied. And then the water is never satisfied. Did you ever notice that? No matter how many people get swallowed up by water, it still screams out and wants for more. After so many thousands gave their life, it did not say, okay, that's enough. It just kept taking and kept taking and kept taking. And we're supposed to give and give and give and give. And I want you to know we will find water. We cry, give, give. Glory. Funny thing about desire. The Bible said desire, a woman's desire, a wife's desire shall be tribulation. Watch this. I'm going to help you. My desire shall be for your daughters. Their names are give and give. My desire shall be for your husband. Then I dated my preacher. We dated for 7 years. That was like the rapture. And your husband's like the millennium. And hanging shriveled up, withered, and just barely hanging on.
story. God.
And that was, of course, Dr. Isaac Hummer from the Research Institute of Theological Physics in Backwash, Texas, speaking to us about the covalent forces that bond the molecular structures of water and desire in bipolar field anointments.
Oh, yeah.
From the Holy Ghost Institute of Technology, I'm Bill Denye, the Creation Science Guy. See you next time.
Public corporations broadcasting for public support from viewers for public broadcasting.
Friends, I must tell you that was from Scooter, and you can Scooter does some intense shows that are in some ways very similar to this show and yet distantly related. You can check Scooter's work out at axisofevil.org, but Axis is spelled A-C-K-S-I-S, not like you would think. A-C-K-S-I-S, axisofevil.org. Thank you, Praise Bob. You're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, the voice of the Church of the Subgenius. For more information on the Church of the Subgenius and Bob and Connie, check out www.subgenius.com. Yes, it's so.
All right, to
a post office box 181-41. 7, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 441118. That's 44118. That's 181-417 at 44118.
For those of you who can still 418.
I wish I could learn to say the WCSB phone number backwards like Dr. Sinister does on the Hour of Slack replays of the Dr. Sinister show. Yeah. No, it's more like
that kind of backwards.
And you can do that soon, friends, because we'll be getting off. Yes.
A fireplace poker well placed in the forehead will let you learn what you need to know.
It will let you lean on what you think you need to know. Bob knows what you really think, and you can pay to learn what he knows.
Or you can buy yourself a little Bob nose and make off into the woods with it.
Yes, scampering through the forests and the fields wearing your little Bob nose.
Collecting slack fungus.
Ah, yes, chewing on little funny mushrooms that you find growing in your armpits and groin.
Citing brain damage, poetry to the trees.
And now, we will go away.
He's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's give him a hand.
Goodbye.
Amen. Did that shock some of you fine sisters? Well, if this kind of preaching would be preached all the time, you wouldn't be living like some old cheap heifer. Amen!
Amen!
That last cut was by Reverend Brainerd. Now?
Ben, wait, come on, hold it. Go,
that's it,
now.
Oh my God!
A white man. A white man?
Yes, it was true.
But I was speaking generally, I mean, what motive could a white man have?
Possibly robbery. Or if he were a very intellectual man.
The Subgenius Hour of Slack.
Oh, no, it is too far-fetched.
That's because it's not refined. But first, a word about the first super wonderful new special perfect repaired homemade beautiful new oil. It's a new oil. That's because it's not new oil.
All right. What's the difference between a radio aerial and a clothesline?
Bah, bah, bah.